Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesa Sunyavani Paschacha Desatarine Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Nilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Siru Pam Sakra Jatan Sahagana Raghunatam Shajima Sadvaitam Sadvaitam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakambitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneswari Visabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kipasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So today is most auspicious day, as you must have noticed. Vrindavan is buzzing everywhere. Especially if you go to Govardhan. Lakhs and lakhs of Brajavasis and also Yatris. Pilgrimage going on in Govardhan doing parikrama. As today is Guru Purnima, Guru Vyas Purnima, and also today is the disappearance day of Srila Sanatan Goswami, one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, direct disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared 500 years ago. For those who are followers of the tenets of Vedic culture, even though they are Mayavadis or Vaishnavas, but especially for the Mayavadis, what is a Mayavadi? One who misunderstood that the nature of the absolute truth is zero, or the root cause of everything is ignorance. So once a year they worship their guru or their spiritual master. And that is today. So it's a very special day for them today. However, for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, followers in a disciplic succession coming from Lord Brahma, Madhva, we are Madhva, Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya Sampradaya, because we're followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We belong to Saraswata family. We have our worship of the spiritual master on his appearance day, and that we call Vyasa Puja. Vyasa Puja. So throughout the whole year, we have many celebrations of our Guru Maharaj, different Guru Maharajs in ISKCON. And so today we'll just discuss a little bit about Guru. A Guru is a very deep subject matter. In Vedic theosophy, there are four personalities whom we are not fully be able to 100% understand. They're beyond our capacity, our mental capacity. First of all, Lord Krishna, because Lord Krishna is always increasing his opulences. So therefore, it's not possible for us to understand Lord Krishna. Srimati Radharani, who is an expansion of Lord Krishna, energy, internal potency, specifically Hiladini Shakti, one who gives Krishna topmost pleasure, or who knows to serve Krishna the best. Radharani is also part of Krishna, but she is a different personality. And then there's Lord Shiva. Definitely will not be able to understand who is Lord Shiva. He is none different also. Mahavishnu and Shambhu. He's also, just like if you go Parikrama and Navadvip, you'll see a feature of Lord Shiva, half Shiva and half Lord Narayan, Harihar Kshetra. So that means also Lord Shiva is none different than the Supreme Lord, but at the same time, he's not on the same category. He has his own tattva, Shiva tattva. And then there is Guru. Spiritual master is an external manifestation, representative of the Paramatma, or the Super Soul. Internal, Antaryami, Krishna is present as the Super Soul, who knows past, present, and future. He is the permitter and he is the witness. A Guru also is supposed to be, he knows everything. But as Srila Prabhupada says, whatever Krishna wanted him to know, he knows. It's like one time Srila Prabhupada was once asked, oh, is it true that Guru knows everything? Yes. So how many windows there are in the Empire State Building? It's one of the tallest buildings in the world at that time. And Prabhupada says, that's not what it means, that Guru knows everything. Whatever Krishna wanted him to know, Guru will know. So every day when we chant the Mangala Charanam, Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sirupam sagrajatan sahagana ragunatan ditam tam sajivam Sadvaitam sarvadutam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna padam sahagana lalita Shri Visakhavitamsha. So that Mangala Charanam is a prayer's invocation for auspiciousness. It is mentioned there that there is one singular guru, Shri Guru, and then Gurun with an N in the end. Gurun means plural. So, Sri Guru, there are two types of Guru. One who gives you initiation at the time of the formality, connecting the disciple to serve Lord Krishna formally, Diksha Guru. So we only have one Diksha Guru. It's like you only have one father. He cannot have many fathers. He can have foster fathers or uncles, and that is the Shiksha Gurus. Shiksha Guru. So for that matter, Srila Prabhupada says that the offering of respects to the spiritual master means offering respect to all the previous acharyas. It's like when we offer to Krishna, we cannot do it directly. We do it first to our guru, and then our guru offer to his Guru Maharaj, and then to his guru grand spiritual master, and then it goes on until it reaches Krishna, and then it comes back, Mahaprasad, Mahaprasad. So Prabhupada says, they are none different from each other, and all because all came from Krishna, and they don't have different views. That means the principle is the same. The details may differ. That's why we say guru is one. But there are many gurus. But how can we say guru is one? Because Krishna is the ultimate source. If one is linked up in the disciplic succession, which in our case, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, then the message will be intact, but details may differ. And Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he commented on this Mangala Charanam, how knowledge becomes intact if the spiritual master only repeats what he heard from the Sastra and also from his Guru Maharaj and the previous acharyas. Therefore, the knowledge is intact. And he gave an example, it's like we've heard this before from Srila Prabhupada. Just like there is a mango tree and there is a ripened fruit right on the top branch. So different boys will be placed themselves in different branches, and the first boy will pluck the mango, and then he will give it to the next boy, and then the next boy will give it to the next boy near him, and then it goes on till it reaches the bottom boy. Not gonna be smashed or completely broken. So who is the first boy on the top? Lord Krishna. The next boy will be who? Lord Brahma, then
Narada,
then
Vyas.
Yeah, today is Vyasa Purnima also. It's Purnima. You must have noticed also this morning, the moon, little bit reddish. Vyasadeva is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the same time, he is Shakyavesh avatar. That means an empowered incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Now, usually, Vyasadeva is in the Jiva Tattva platform. Like us, we're in the Jiva Tattva category. That means Tatashta Shakti. Sisi Gornitai ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Sisi Krishna Balaram ki jai, Sisi Radhe Sham Lalita Visakadevi ki jai. So it says that he took birth, and this is today anniversary, just before the start of Kali Yuga. So in every millennium, Vyasadeva comes to divide the Vedas so that everyone can understand in human platform the goal of life. But the last Vyasadeva is Lord Narayan himself. It's like sometimes we've heard that if there is no qualified Lord Brahma, you've heard of this? Then Lord Krishna himself will take the post. So Vyasadeva is a post. It is not like a permanent position. It's a post, but anyone who becomes qualified can also take that post. So Vyasadeva is a very special personality. His main concern is how especially the people in Kali Yuga can be saved by writing all of these different transcendental literatures, which he wrote especially anyone who is even in the mode of ignorance or mode of passion or mode of goodness, and anyone who would like to transcend the modes of material nature. He was not satisfied writing all of these Vedas or dividing these Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Atharva, and Sama Vedas, that he became not so happy. Yes, the purpose of human form of life is to get out of this world. He wrote how one can worship the demigods, Karmakanda section of the Vedas, Jnanakanda section of the Vedas, then even worshipping the demigods, Upasana. But then he realized that something is missing, that one will not really be able to fully become satisfied, not until he understands the nature of the Absolute Truth in his Bhagavan feature. And so therefore the Puranas were written, and the Amala Purana, the topmost Purana, Grantharaj, the king of all the scriptures, were written. Srimad Bhagavatam, this is like the conclusion of all his work. This is like the commentary of the whole words that he wrote. That the Mayavadis, they can translate and they can give purports to the other works that he did, but not Srimad Bhagavatam. Because in Srimad Bhagavatam is directly talking about Lord Krishna's personality, his qualities, his pastimes, different activities in relation specifically with his intimate associates. So Srila Vyasadeva is like this. Even though he is Krishna himself, an expansion of Krishna, Lord Narayan, or a Satyavesh avatar, he still he does not need a guru like Lord Krishna or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They don't need guru, they don't need a spiritual master. But why did they take guru? Why did they accept? This is in order for us to follow in their footsteps, to set an example. Those who are realized souls, ultimately they don't need guru. But they accept guru because this is the way how they can show good example. So, yes, the spiritual master, we should follow also his followers. We should also give respect to his followers. As it is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the God brothers of the spiritual master should be also given the same respect as one's guru, your spiritual God, uncle, guru, spiritual master. And so also, because the spiritual master has many, many followers and servants, so they should be also be given the same respect. Or at least respect them. Because we learn from them how they serve the guru. Just like in our movement, we had many devotees, disciples of Srila Prabhupada who departed recently. Just like today, we are commemorating the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Charu Swami. And before, many Vaishnavas in our ISKCON movement left, like Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami, Srila Govinda Goswami, Srila Bhakti Sarup Damodar Goswami, or His Grace Brahmananda Prabhu, His Holiness or Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami. We can go on and more and more and more. Of course, many also female disciples, initiated disciples of Srila Prabhupada left. And the service that they performed, it may take us many lifetimes to come to even an equal level as what they did. And many more also followers, disciples of Srila Prabhupada who are and still serving Srila Prabhupada fully, dedicatedly. So we should also give the same respect to them, because we can serve them and we can learn from them as well. So this is guru. Guru Tattva is very, very difficult to understand. But how can we understand? By serving, up to a minute degree. We cannot fully understand. Like Srila Prabhupada, who can understand him? Who walked amongst us, and still he's alive with his teachings, from his books, from his lectures and conversations and so on. So, as Prabhupada says, a spiritual master means must have many followers who are all Vaishnavas.
They are called Prabhus, Master. And the spiritual master is called Prabhupada, because his lotus feet, there are many Prabhus. Pada means lotus foot. All these Vaishnavas are Prabhus. So, they are also offered respectful obeisances. Not the spiritual master alone, but along with his associates, and these associates, his disciples, are all Vaishnavas. Therefore, they should also be offered obeisances. This is Srila Prabhupada's commentary on the Mangala Charanam, dated 8th of January 1969. So yes, we cannot go back to Godhead not until we learn how to serve properly, or respect properly, or give utmost importance to the spiritual master. No one can say, I love Krishna, but then I don't accept his representatives. It doesn't work. Sometimes there are certain personalities we know, not just Krishna, or I love Radharani directly. Only Radharani, not even Krishna. Or you cannot separate Radha and Krishna, but then you still have to accept a bona fide spiritual master. So, today we're also observing the disappearance day of Srila Sanatan Goswami. He's a direct disciple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also it says that he's like most favorite personality, disciple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That even when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would like to embrace him, it is not for Sanatan Goswami to get purified. It is for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be purified. How is that? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. The topmost quality of Srila Sanatan Goswami is humility and meekness. Very, very humble. He was born in a Brahmana family. There were three brothers, Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Anupam. And they were so learned, it says that even from their very childhood, they're already in the Bhava Bhakti. Bhava Bhakti means the preliminary stage of love of God. Of course, they're always in love of God. But just to show again the symptoms of a pure devotee. Sanatan Goswami is none other than Rati Manjari or Lavanga Manjari, assistant to Rupa Goswami, or they both serve Radha and Krishna. The Manjari means younger in age, female associates of Radha and Krishna, and because of their innocence, they can get closer to the divine couple, even in a very, very esoteric pastimes, or very, very pastimes which not even some other friends can come. So Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, and along with his brother Anupam, the son of Anupam is Jiva Goswami. So they were so immersed in the loving pastimes of the Supreme Lord, that they created Gupta Vrindavan as their residence, Ramakeli. And all of these different forests of Vrindavan were also created there. And they will take bath and the kundas, Radha Kunda and Shama Kunda, which also they made in their residence. They're very well versed in the scriptures. That Sanatan Goswami, when he was young, he had a dream that there was a Brahmana who brought him a Srimad Bhagavatam. And instructed him that have this Srimad Bhagavatam to be your life and soul. So Sanatan Goswami was doing puja, and there was this one Brahmana who came in person and gave him the Bhagavatam. And he wrote in his Krishna Lila Stava, this is the book, one of the books that Sanatan Goswami wrote, where the summary of the Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan was written. He was glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam to be his life and soul, and without the Bhagavatam, he would consider himself as lifeless, glorifying so much. Because he was well versed in the Bhagavatam, he was under the tutelage of Bidya Vishpachati. That even this continues on, different Brahmanas will come and learn the Srimad Bhagavatam and also study the Srimad Bhagavatam along with Sanatan Goswami. But then the Hussein Shah, the leader of the Moguls in that day, because not everywhere Vaishnavas, there are Muslims who rule that era of India. So that he heard that these two personalities, Santosh and Amar, that's the given name to them. Malik, they became Malik. That means very high post. He recruited them to take part in his government, to rule the government. And even they did not want to do it. However, if they will not do it, then the general citizens will be harmed. They'll be threatened. If you don't work for me, then we'll do something to the citizens. So better you come. So even though they did not want against their will, they did. And because the way it is that when you associate with the Muslims, you also become like them. Nothing against the Muslims, but this is the way it is. So he taught himself to be part of the Muslim culture or a Muslim himself. That when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so embarrassed. He was actually near the doorstep of Chandrasekhar Acharya's home or residence, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, check if someone is there. So Chandrasekhar went out, look, no one is there. So he told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no one is there. Well, check again. There must be a person there. Yeah, there is one Muslim fakir is there. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, bring him in. And that was Sanatan Goswami. He was so embarrassed. Even though he's in the highest level of bhakti, he considered himself as low because of his association with the Muslims. So, somehow or other, Anupam and Rupa Goswami, they were permitted to be not part of the government. So it was only Sanatan Goswami left. But then Sanatan Goswami made an excuse that he is sick, therefore he cannot do his governmental duties. And then to be sure that Sanatan Goswami will get well soon, then the Hussein Shah sent his doctor to check. But then he saw that Sanatan Goswami is not really sick, that he is only reading Srimad Bhagavatam, studying Srimad Bhagavatam. He would rather study Srimad Bhagavatam and not be part of the government. So he told, the doctor told to the Hussein Shah. Hussein Shah came himself to see Sanatan Goswami and says, "You must come now, I have a special duty for you." And Sanatan Goswami, "No. Cannot do that now. I would rather spend some time studying Srimad Bhagavatam." But then Sanatan Goswami says, "Oh, you can do whatever you like. You can penalize me. You can punish me as you like, but I'm not going." So he was put into jail. And Sanatan Goswami received a letter from his brother that Rupa Goswami kept a few thousand gold coins to a storekeeper, because in those days there is no ICICI or HDFC or Punjabi Bank. And so he bribed the jail keeper. "Just tell him I went to Call of Nature, and just tell him I'll give you this much. Actually, I'm going to Mecca. It'll be for your own benefit. If I go to Mecca, you'll get benefit." So he gave some. And somehow he also, he got escaped with an assistant, Isana. And this Isana, actually, he kept 8 gold coins with him. He has 8 gold coins. And when they were traveling, they stopped. They did not travel on the main road. They traveled on side roads. And in one stop, the hotel owner, actually he was the leader of the gundas, of the thieves. And he had an astrologer. And the astrologer says, "Someone is coming and they have money with them." So the hotel manager, he treated them so nicely. He treated them so nicely that Sanatan Goswami detected immediately, "This fellow wanted something from me." Was that Prabhupada says, too much good, too much devotion is a sign of a thief, chore. So immediately he asked Ishana, "Are you keeping any money with you?" He said, "Yes, I have 7 gold coins." So that means he's keeping 1 gold coin for himself. He says, "Give it to me immediately." So he gave to the hotel keeper. Even before because they're going to be killed. They're going to be killed. "So yes, I was actually going to kill you tonight. But because you gave me first this money that you have, then I will spare you. So he helped actually Sanatan Goswami, and he told his servant, now you can go on your own. I'll be upon myself. So yes, Sanatan Goswami is a very special personality who told us humility. When in Jagannath Puri, he will not walk on the main road to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will walk on the beach where in the middle of the day, scorching heat, the sun will be burning and the sand also will be very, very hot. And he will walk from there. When he went to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, he also passed by Jarikand. This is the forest part of UP. And he contacted some disease. That he was so embarrassed. He doesn't want to be embraced. He doesn't want to even get closer to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually he wanted to give up his body because he thought it is useless. And when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the quintessential question that one can ask, he asked, Ke ami? Who am I? Because practically no one knows, who am I? This is like the first question that one should ask. I remember asking this kind of question when I was a young boy. Who am I? Is there a place before, besides this material, whatever I'm seeing right now? Why is there suffering here? Why so much misery, so much problems? So, ki ami? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, yes, you are not this body, you're a spirit soul, and you are an eternal servant. Jibe sorup hoy krishnera nitya das. We are servant of a servant of a servant of a servant of the Supreme Lord. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, you cannot give up your body because it doesn't belong to you. Your body belongs to me. So we have to use this body, not for our own sense enjoyment, but for the pleasure of Sisi Radhe Shyam. Because it belongs to them. Prabhupada says, you want to be happy? Then have yourself, or let yourself to be enjoyed by the Supreme Enjoyer. You want to enjoy? That will not be successful. That will be an illusion. You will not be satisfied. And the materialists are like this. They are not satisfied. They think they are enjoying temporarily for a few minutes, but then the rest of the day they are lamenting. They are miserable. Because the kind of happiness that they want to attain cannot be accomplished through material things. Material problems cannot be solved by material solutions. Material problems can be only solved by becoming a devotee of the Supreme Lord through spiritual solutions. So Sanatan Goswami is like this. Even though he's highly qualified, he taught like Haridas Thakur. Both of them, they never went inside Jagannath Mandir. They think themselves as outcast, not qualified at all. But in Vrindavan, Sanatan Goswami, Lord Krishna will come in disguise of a cowherd boy. Rupa Goswami also, one time he wanted to cook
kheer or sweet rice for his elder brother. So he's trying to figure out, where can I get these different ingredients? It's not possible. But somehow, one little girl came. And she gave nice, quality, finest kind of rice, milk, and camphor. If you mix camphor with sweet rice, it's very special. But not all the camphors or camphor are edibles. You know, some of them are like poison. But you can get them across the street. But at that time, no, you cannot find them. So Rupa Goswami cooked the sweet rice, and Sanatana Goswami arrived, and he offered to Sanatana Goswami, and he tasted the sweet rice, pure nectar. So he asked his younger brother. Sanatana Goswami is 5 years older than his brother, Rupa Goswami. He says, oh, there is this one girl, and he described what she looks like. And eventually, Sanatana Goswami says, that was Radharani. Why you accept service from Radharani? We should not accept service from Radharani. In those days, it's like that. The Lord will come to his devotees, and they will not really actually realize that that is Krishna or that is Radharani. Raghunath Das Goswami in those days is one of the very austere Raghunath Das Goswami. We've heard that he was eating leftovers that even the cows or animals will eat in Jagannath Puri. So he was doing bhajan, worship of the Supreme Lord, chanting. And it, again, in the middle of the day, but so hot, then one girl came and offered her part of the sari to cover, give shade. And eventually, he told this to Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath, because he's under... Sanatana Goswami is the leader of the six Goswamis. And then eventually, again, Sanatana Goswami concluded that that was Radharani. That's why now, that was the start of having bhajan kutir. Before that also, Raghunath Das Goswami was chanting, and there are some wild animals, tigers, and then there's this one boy, and shh, told the tiger to go away. He told this to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami says, that was Krishna. Don't accept service. We should be serving them. And this is very highly elevated personalities. Who is that? Martin Luther King says, ask what you
can. John F. Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Don't ask what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. So don't ask, you know, give me this, give me that, give me that one, or you have like a long Christmas shopping list. But ask how you can serve the Supreme Lord. Yes, yeah, so when Sanatana Goswami was getting old, he used to circumambulate Govardhan Hill and offer obeisances to Govardhan Hill and to Vaishnavas 1,000 times. And he's getting old, but he wanted to do, this is part of his bhajan, this is part of his spiritual practice to circumambulate. But he's getting old and he cannot do it. So one day, again, one cowherd boy, Brahmana, gave him a shila. And this shila, you can have darshan of this if you give a few rupees to Radha Damodar temple. You can go
Very close. You can see, but far. But you want to get closer? Give few rupees. They will show it to you. So, Krishna's lotus imprint, the feet of Lord Krishna is there, and his flute. He says, you don't have to go circumambulate the whole. In those days, the parikrama of Govardhan Hill is quite longer. Now it's a little shorter because there's an outer parikrama of Govardhan Hill. The boy says, you don't have to go the whole full parikrama. You can just circumambulate this. And so for those who doesn't want to take the austerities to go in Govardhan Hill, you can go. Many devotees, they do it every day. Many devotees, they go also in Ekadasis. You circumambulate four times the Radha Damodar, the deities, because the Shila is inside the altar. So you can do that parikrama also. I know Mother Parvati, she used to do it every Ekadasis. And Bhuvaneswar Prabhu also. How many of you go parikrama of Govardhan Hill in Radha Damodar temple? Because, but for the young ones, you should take the austerities. And you must be very careful when you do parikrama. Because Krishna is on your right hand side, and whatever you're thinking, whatever your desires are, whatever your wishes are, Krishna is hearing you. Therefore, if you're going to desire, must be the best. Must be spiritual. If you perform parikrama and you have some material, and it will be fulfilled. Even if it's material desires or spiritual desires. So, Sanatan Goswami left his body 468 years ago. He's the one who found the deity of Madan Gopal. There are few or different versions of this. That Madan Gopal, he was just, he saw Sanatan Goswami because he would go Madhukari. Madhukari means he will go from house to house and ask for some chapatis or whatever food or prasadam they have. Madhukari. And then one day Madan Gopal saw him, and then he would just say, Baba, I just want to go with you. I want to go with you. He says, no. What? I don't have anything to feed you. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll just want to go with you. Then there's another version of this whereby he was doing Madhukari, but at the same time, when he knocked on one Brahmana's residence or ashram in Mathura, Madan Gopal was there, and also he was playing with the son of the Brahmana. And somehow the deity can play and also go back to his own form, Archavigraha form. So, and he noticed that Madan Gopal is not eating properly, because what can they have? They're poor Brahmanas. What they can offer to Madan Gopal? So he was saying, this cannot be. Then in a dream, Madan Gopal appeared, saying that, you take me. And also the wife of Chobe, that's the Brahman. Chobe says, in my dream also, Madan Gopal appeared and says that I should give him to you. And therefore, when he saw him, how he eats, he says, no, this is what you do. You should wash your hands first before you do the cooking. Everything should be clean. But no rules and regulations the way the food is being prepared. And Madan Gopal was very happy. No complaint. But only after the dream, then it was decided that Madan Gopal should go with Sanatan Goswami. But then, at the same time, Sanatan Goswami will only offer Madan Gopal, you know, he will make chapati dough, but only balls like this, not like with the roller. Balls, and he'll put into the fire, and he'll offer to Madan Gopal. He says, one day, Madan Gopal, can you just put some salt on it? Again, the deity is speaking to his devotee. And Sanatan Goswami says, now you're asking for salt. Next time you will ask for ghee. No, I'm so sorry. And he used to hang the deity on a branch, a Kalpa Bhiksha tree, because the Goswamis, they don't have permanent places of residence. And somehow, one day, there was this very rich merchant, Krishnadas Kapoor, from Agra. And he was having his boat passing by Yamuna, and where the main Madan Mohan temple right now. See, the emblem of Vrindavan, as soon as you see Madan Mohan temple, that means Vrindavan. This is the first temple that was built by the Goswamis, Madan Mohan temple. So, but it gets stuck on the sand, low tide. So now, Sanatan Goswami saw that there was this ship. So, Krishnadas Kapoor, he went out and he saw the deity, Madan Gopal. And he prayed, my dear Lord, if you so desire, please release my boat. I have so much merchandise there. It says it's salt, namak. And I promise you, whatever profit I have, the big percentage of the profit that I will get after selling my merchandise, I will offer to you and I will build you a nice residence. So somehow or other, it became high tide. So the boat was released and then he came back and he gave a big donation to Sanatan Goswami. And then that's why we have this Sanatan Goswami's temple. And in those days, actually, he says that even from Agra, you can see, because there is some lamp on the top. And again, the Mughal, they can see, hey, what is that? They figure out that actually is Sanatan Goswami's mandir. So he cut off some part of that. The original deity of Madan Gopal became Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan is now in Karoli. If you want to see Krishna, have darshan of Krishna, you should go in one day. It says, have darshan of Madan Mohan in Karoli, in Rajasthan, and in Jaipur, Sisi Radha Govindaji and Sisi Radha Gopinath. Then you will have darshan of Lord Krishna. It says that before, Madan Mohan was in Jaipur. Because the Goswamis, they were so afraid that they will be destroyed. So the major temples, major deities, they were transferred in Jaipur. They passed by Govardhan and then also Kamyavan, and then they reached Jaipur. So now, the queen, there is a princess, and she will be married to the king of Karoli. But then also at the same time, she doesn't want part. She doesn't want to be apart or separate from the deity of Madan Mohan. She was so attracted that she asked that the dowry will be the deities. But then the king of Jaipur says, well, for one condition, say, I will give you Madan Mohan, but you have to identify Madan Mohan. So in a room, there's so many sets of deities. And now it's dilemma now. How can I recognize my dear Lord, Madan Mohan? Madan Mohan says to the princess, you can tell that it is I because my arms will be soft. So blindfolded, the princess went inside the room and she checked all the different deities and finally, this is very soft. Soft like a butter. This must be Madan Mohan. Then that's why Madan Mohan is in Karoli. It's like Gupta Vrindavan also, Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan means the deity of where, to whom we'll be able to understand what is our relationship with Krishna, Abhideya. Sanatan Goswami is the Abhideya Acharya. To understand Krishna as a Supreme Lord, Madan Mohan means he who attracts Cupid. Cupid is the personified lust attraction between men and women. But Krishna attracts that. Krishna means all attractive. But then Radharani is one who attracts the attractor of Cupid, Madan Mohan Mohini. There are many more pastimes of Sanatan Goswami. And I'm sure you're getting hungry. We're not like Parikshit Maharaj who can hear Harikatha for 7 days. But the whole lesson that we should hear or learn from this, Guru is one, but then in principles, is one, but details he is many. And also Sanatan Goswami, we should learn from him humility. There are different personalities that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had association with. Like Ramananda Roy, we cannot imitate Ramananda Roy. He's beyond the bodily concept. He's Visakha, actually. So, he's beyond lust. He's beyond the attraction for the opposite sex. So, for Sanatan Goswami, we should learn humility. This is the quality that we need to develop. Humility, so that we can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without... Yes. Please read Madhyalila chapter 20 of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can hear more the pastimes of Sanatan Goswami there. And another text or chapter 22. So today we worship Guru, our Samstapaka Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. For the Mayavadis, they worship their Guru today also. But every day we worship Srila Prabhupada. Not just for one day. Every day. There is not a single day that we can live without taking shelter and worshipping Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sanatan Goswami ke? Srila Prabhupada ke? Nitai Gaur Premanande.